Welcome to Talking the Talk, Healthy Sexuality Conversations. I'm Vanessa Hamilton. This is the podcast that is going to encourage and support you to be the main sex and sexuality educator for your child. Do you want to feel confident and comfortable to have healthy and positive conversations about sex and sexuality with children so that you will be the first person who educates them about each topic? This podcast will provide you with surprisingly simple and effective actionable tips to clear the fears and uncertainty around essential sexuality conversations with kids. Each episode, I'll answer questions from parents and cover a variety of different topics. As a bonus, you might just get that sexuality education you missed out on when you were growing up. So as my tagline says, let's get started. It's easier than you think. Just a word of warning regarding the content. This podcast is not suitable for children. At times, it may contain explicit themes, including sexual themes, sexual abuse, and other adult conversations. Mostly, it'll be fun, informative, and insightful, but at the same time, please be sure to pause and take a breather or check in with your usual supports if any sensitive content brings up difficult thoughts or feelings for you. In this section of the ebook for parents to ensure that they're the main sex and sexuality educators for their kids, I cover the difference between the word sex and sexuality and how human sexuality has hardly anything to do with sex and the relevance to sexuality education, and talk about the evidence of the fact that if kids have sexuality education, they have better outcomes later on in life. So what does sex even mean? So human sexuality has hardly anything to do with sex. Those who have been to my presentations will know that I really dislike the word sex. It's hard not to use it. I try not to use it in my education sessions with kids. It's actually easy not to use it in sexuality educations with kids. It's harder not to use it in podcasts with adults as a way of explaining. But it's because when we hear the word sex very broadly, so many people think sex is about penis in vagina, heterosexual intercourse, or being male or female. And that's what parents tell me at parent sessions. And this is so limiting and unhelpful for what we know about human sexuality, especially childhood sexuality. Sex is such an unhelpful word. It can have so many different meanings to different people. Sex is not for kids, but human sexuality is. And that means human sexuality is education is for kids. So any school, if you go to a school and they call it sex ed, please tell them not to use it sex ed, because it's not sex ed, it's human sexuality education. Some of the words from the World Health Organization that describe what human sexuality is, and I'll briefly go over them because I've said this in other podcasts. Essentially, it encompasses sex, whatever that is, our gender identity, how we identify, our role within our society based on our identity, who we're in, attracted to, sexual orientation, eroticism. So we'll all have a different version of that. In fact, all of us have a different version of all these words. Eroticism is related to, for example, we look at a music video, some of us would think it's sexual, some of us would not. Pleasure and intimacy and our experiences of that, and that includes children. So pleasure and intimacy is not always sexual. Of course, not sexual pleasure and intimacy for children, but what happens for them as children, that nurturing touch, that caregiving that they should experience as a pleasurable good thing, if they don't, that impacts on their encounters later on in life. Reproduction is part of human sexuality. Our reproductive capacity. Do our kids know about it and have they planned for it? So it's influenced by the interaction of biology, legal aspects, psychology, social aspects, economics, politics, culture, ethical issues, historical issues, religion, and spiritual factors, especially around where you live and are from. And we express our sexuality through our thoughts and values, our fantasies, our desires, our beliefs, our attitudes, behavior, practices, roles, and relationships. And even little kids will express their sexuality. For example, they'll say things like, well, only girls can wear tutus, or I'm a boy, I'm a girl. Human sexuality is broad, it's diverse, it's unique to all of us. And children don't need sex ed. They need sexuality education. And what it is, briefly, very brief examples of what sexuality education for children is in sort of chronological order. It's naming body parts, learning respectful relationships and protective body safety. Understanding, practicing consent actually starts in the playground. Understanding growing up from a child to an adolescent to an adult, so they know what's happening for them. Understanding all the different aspects of human species reproduction and what an amazing story it is of how humans reproduce. Awareness of diverse bodies and identity, expression and orientation. Knowledge of differences between gender and biological sex. Part of human sexuality education for kids is exploring gender roles, stereotypes, society norms, and family diversity. And also learning about experiences of feelings, of expressions and feelings of touch and intimacy, love, connectedness, and pleasure, obviously in a non-sexual way. Kids also need to learn in sexuality education about how religion, beliefs, politics, culture influences relationships. They need to know that human sexuality is unique as your fingerprint. There is no normal. And most importantly, they need all of that with a positive attitude to fulfilling, safe and pleasurable intimate partnerships, relationships and experiences. So not the fear and danger approach, the taboo approach that we've had of the past, which facilitates really unhelpful things for kids growing up. And most adults will tell me they've never had an adequate sexuality education themselves, and now they're faced with being responsible for the sexuality education of their kids. The aim of a whole booklet is for you to be empowered with at least the basics of information to get you thinking about it, so your kids have a better opportunity than you did to learn about sex and sexuality. That's why I want this in the hands of everybody, which is why I've put it on a podcast for free. So please share it. Sexuality education for children. There's lots of evidence around it. In the show notes will be my links to the evidence, the global evidence that they will learn cognitive, emotional, physical and social aspects of sexuality with the aim of equipping them with knowledge, skills, attitudes and values that will empower them, not cause harm to them, empower them to realise their health, their well-being, their dignity and to develop respectful social and sexual relationships. And through that sexuality education that's comprehensive and age-appropriate and accurate, they'll consider how their choices affect their own well-being and that of others and understand and ensure the protection of their rights throughout their lives. In the booklet, I give an example from the Western Australian Department of Health curriculum, Growing, Developing Health and Relationships. It's a nice visual for you to understand that it's not sex ed, it's human sexuality education. So we know the benefits are clear because we can compare countries who do adequate sexuality education well compared to countries who don't do it well. And we know the benefits are for those children who've had that good, accurate, age-appropriate sexuality education throughout their life. Things like they delay first sexual intercourse, they have less unintended pregnancies and less sexually transmitted infections. They're less vulnerable to abuse. They have better confidence and acceptance of their bodies and the physical and emotional changes that will happen to them. They learn consent from an early age. They are positive about their bodies. They have a greater sense of self. That sense of self is so important for when the world, the commodified world that are making money out of a particular look of how you should look to be popular and sexual and desirable. You know, if they have that sense of self, they know that they can just be themselves and be happy within their own skin. The adolescents have better confidence and ability to make informed decisions when they've had good education. They've got increased communication skills. They accept and appreciate diversity. They feel good about whether they're male, female, or gender diverse. They take less risks. As I said, they delay sexual intercourse to a later age. Less number of sexual partners, increased use of condoms for penetrative encounters, so less sexually transmitted infections and unintended pregnancies. And increased use of contraception and better understanding of appropriate versus inappropriate behaviour. I mean, what's not to love about that? Isn't that what you want for your kids? So to end this podcast thinking about sexuality education, I want to ask you this question. Think about and maybe even jot down the words that you want for your kids. What words come to mind when you think about their journey through life, their adult journey, their sexuality journey through life? What do you want for them? What do we want for our kids? And the words that people will say are joy, positivity, fulfillment, consent, fun, you know, all those amazing positive words that we want for our kids. Now, they're not going to get that if their main sexuality information education comes from that bubble that I talk about, that's the media, you know, social media, popular culture, TV, advertising. They're not going to get all those words that you're talking about. They're going to get that from education, from school and home, that complements each other. We really have to counteract the balance of information that our kids are receiving daily. And it is part of our responsibility, their health and well-being. So I've created this resource to get into as many families, parents, adults' hands as possible. So please share the podcast if you've found it helpful. I created it to make it as accessible as possible for people.